Stephen Barrett. So I hope you are there, Stephen. Good to see you this afternoon. Yes, you're there. What do you make of all this then? As I was just saying to James, it's Boris Johnson's 59th birthday on Monday. He's not really going to have much to celebrate, is he?
Well, so I represent law, and that's the reason that I will talk in the media, because I talk about law and the rule of law. And it's not about the outcome, it's about the process. What has happened to Boris Johnson is an unfair process, and Parliament itself now needs to reflect on what has been going on. Because if the Prime Minister, if the leader of the opposition parties, all of them, because the rule of law is not a party political issue, all of them, plus the leader of the House, the Speaker of the House of Commons, if they respect the rule of law, then they will intervene on what this committee has done. Lawyer after lawyer after lawyer is looking at the detail of this, and we are finding error after error after error. The outcome literally doesn't matter because he's gone. It's the process. Parliament has conducted an inherently unfair process. And if we are a rule of law country, they need to stand up. They are shirking their constitutional duties. If it was a planning committee and they behaved badly, you take them to court and the court would restore the rule of law. The only thing that can restore the rule of law to Parliament is Parliament. And that is the responsibility of all 650 MPs. How they vote on Monday is going to be absolutely crucial. If any of them think that abstaining gets out of this, it's not true. If you abstain, if you vote for this committee, then you are voting against the rule of law. And we either are a rule of law country or we aren't.
Why is it against the rule of law, though? This was a hearing. Let me just come in. This was a hearing in front of seven MPs, the majority of them Tories. It was a very fulsome 30,000-word report. How on earth does it break the law?
So it's not breaking the law. It's an inherently unfair anti-rule of law process. I'll give you the simplest example. The devil is in the detail. So the reason that there are 30,000 words may well be to hide the devil. Okay. So but there's a lot of devil when you get into this detail. Just give you one very easy example that most people can grasp. It's that the original chair of the committee stood down rightly because what he was doing was unlawful. And it would have been wrong for him to chair the committee. The new chair to the committee should have also stood down but didn't. And that was wrong.
And that's your conclusion. Because there was plenty to this hearing. I mean, Boris Johnson was asked very clear answers. And a lot of people would say he blustered his way through his answers. So how on earth can it be unfair? They've spent many hours putting this report together.
Well, no, even the conduct of the in fairness, even the conduct of the committee members during the hearing was a disgrace. So if a judge behaved that way, we'd appeal them. I'd have an automatic appeal.
What about the conduct of Boris Johnson allegedly intimidating members of the committee? They had to have security.
If you're interested in the process and the rule of law, you focus on the process and the rule of law. Boris Johnson is a distraction. If Boris Johnson is distracting people from the process, take him out of it. Ignore him. And look at what they did. And they have behaved very badly. And the MPs now are in a position where apparently we're told on Monday they're going to be endorsing what has happened. That is a very serious constitutional moment for us in this country. I'm sat in a pub named after John Hampden. This is a real constitutional issue, and it's not going to be able to be ignored any longer.
Well, we're not going to be ignoring it. We will be watching this vote very closely on Monday. Barrister and writer at The Spectator, Stephen Barrett, thank you very much for your very passionate thoughts on that. You are with GB News Live. Coming up, the government has a long way to go to meet the asylum backlog, a watchdog has revealed. So does this mean that the migrant crisis won't be solved anytime soon? We'll be discussing that after these messages.